When I was a little bitty boy, just up off the floor, we used to go out to Grandma's house every month in the soul. Have chicken pie and country ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole bowl of cloth for the tick. It hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, a piggy we stole from a shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around a fire, the old folks would spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and my granny'd sing a ballad or two. And I'd sit and listen, watch the fire, till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. It hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, a piggy we stole from a shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Yeah! Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled my cousin, I even kissed Aunt Lou. Ooh, if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said, I'd trade them all, plus the gal down the road, for Grandma's feather bed. Cause it was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole bowl of cloth for the tick. It hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, a piggy we stole from a shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.